hardcore. Or maybe cause she heard that I buy out the stores. Bottom of the ninth and the city got the score. If not, I gotta move on to the next floor. Here comes the three to the two to the one. Homeboy tripping, he don't know I got the gun. When it come to popping, we do this for fun. You ain't got one stick and you better run. Now I'm in the back getting eaten from my huns. Why she going down, I'm bragging on what I done. She smoking my stuff, saying she ain't having fun. She give it back, now you don't get none. Everybody in
well,
the club,
it is a Flex Friday, and we are at the Tipsy Seagull on the Fall Riviera, in Fall River on the South Coast. And I don't want to speak too soon, but this might have to be an annual event. I mean, you guys make some noise.
Yeah.
This place, hopefully you're watching the show on Twitch or you'll watch it on YouTube if you have time this morning. But this place is full of people, and it is it's awesome.
I'm sorry. How are you just going to bypass the fact that that was Shime's first lead of the day? An absolute banger. Shime, 10
out of
10.
Courtney. Oh, thank you.
It brought me back to middle school. I was at the Notre Dame Academy gym,
yes,
grinding with, you know, Mike Spirito.
Oh.
And it was
morning, Mike.
Like, that was unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought there was you're supposed to leave 12 inches for the Virgin Mary or whatever.
The Holy Spirit. Right.
Didn't Shaboozy do the in that song?
Was Shaboozy in it?
No, he's not in it, but didn't he do that at one of the award shows? Might have been the BET award shows.
Oh, he did, really?
Yeah, because who was that Shime? That was
Jaquan.
Okay. I knew that, Jaquan. That was a banger when I was at BC.
It was so good.
Yeah, I think Jaquan might have brought out Shaboozy.
Okay.
And then because he's got the drink song.
And they sound very similarly.
Are you going to see Shaboozy at Hampton Beach?
No, I like his new song that he has out with Big X the Plug.
Yeah.
But I don't really I haven't heard a lot of his songs, but I don't really consider him country music. He's more like a rap artist.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's like all
it's the new country.
It's the new country. It's all melding together.
All right.
Which so
like post.
But we cannot come to Fall River and not sample some Portuguese delicacies. Am I right about that? And Wiggy, a nice listener, brought over for all of us some pastel de nata, which is like a cream,
it looks like a cannoli,
a cream pastry thing.
All right,
Curtis, I don't know.
Do we have any napkins or anything?
You watching your girlish figure?
I am.
It looks like a cannoli.
Courtney, do you want to?
I'll have just a little nibble.
You have to sample the local delicacies. It's like you can't go to France without drinking from the E. coli River.
Thank you.
What is it? Pastel. Yes, somebody's yelling pastel. No, this is right here. You could come down here. Come down here. I want an expert.
Hey, that's pretty good, though.
Wait, that's delicious.
Yeah.
She can have the microphone.
Curtis, do you like a bite?
What
I'm
is that?
Okay, thank you.
She's
so going
to have to come down and tell us.
Exactly. I can put it over here, Courtney, if you'd like.
That is really good.
I'm going to try the pastel de nata, which I think this woman is going to tell me is what it is. Okay. That is like a cream-filled little... Shime is like
mini creme brulee.
Yeah,
try that. I like creme brulee.
It's like a mini creme brulee. Go right over there, ma'am.
Okay.
Good morning. Good morning, and hello. Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
What is your name?
Veronica.
Veronica. Okay. Is this the pastel? Where are you from? Right here in Fall River.
No, I was born in New Bedford, but I live in Westport.
Okay. Can we have a round of applause, please? Is this the pastel de nata?
Pastel de nata.
Pasta de nata.
It's the egg custard.
Egg custard. Mm. Okay. Ah. And what about, is paella also?
That's Spanish.
Okay.
Now, the cannoli looking, what is that called?
The cannoli.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'm going to leave. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Happy Friday.
Thank you for being here. Great job.
Excellent.
And it's just got a different filling.
Yes, it does. Let's get Sean from the Cape.
And is this a table?
Yes, that's okay. Yes, that's what we call it. Yes.
Sean, and are you a jerk? Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sean, good morning.
Good morning,
my Lord.
You
what is it, Sean?
Get the
what?
Best show in the world.
What's that?
You there? Hold it. You guys get the best show in the world.
Oh, now, thank you, Sean.
If when Wiggy, I got addicted to the speedboats when I was a young kid. You're going to go on that, and you're going to want to buy one. I'm telling you, it is the most exhilarating thing. It is so much fun. I have a 16-foot boat that goes about 80, and it is the it is a blast. Come on down the Cape anytime you want, and I'll give you a ride, and you can have fun. And come down to the Kootuat High Ground and play the hardest 12 holes on Cape Cod.
Oh, awesome.
What high ground.
Thank you. I don't know where your irrational fear of boats began. Do you know where it began?
I think you found it yesterday.
Not really. I'm just not a fan of green water and then boats that go in green water, like over here. This is not the harbor, right? We call it the harbor in Boston. What's this here?
This is
Fall River Harbor?
This is Fall River Harbor, yeah.
I think blue water, and then...
You don't like blue water?
No, I like blue water.
Okay.
And I never went on boats growing up. So
but I think, Wiggy, it's more because you don't like flying, right?
No.
Because you don't like, and you don't like anybody else driving your car.
No, and I hate that feeling of
it's
like.
It's a control thing.
Yeah.
You need to be
I need to be in control.
Yeah.
The fact that maybe he'll let me drive a little bit.
No.
I will not. Yeah, but we're only going straight. It's a steering wheel. No. We're not turning or anything like that.
But maybe after you overcome your fear of boating and going fast at 9 o'clock this morning,
right?
Maybe you will want to invest in a boat. Who knows?
Have you seen what Odyssey pays?
I don't know. How much does one of these over here cost?
I bet a couple hundred thousand.
How much? Over a million?
Damn!
Over a million.
Oh, well, that's two paychecks for Greg.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
I'll take one of them little small ones with the thing on the back with the...
I think you can finance boats for like 100 years, so it'll be like 80 bucks a month or something for you. But this is... David, you want to talk to David?
Sure. Are
we in David's neck of the woods? I know Steve. Is Steve from Fall River going to come by, Curtis?
I mean, if we want people to show up, we can say that he's not coming.
Okay. David, good morning.
Good morning. You're somewhat out of my neck of the woods. Now, being Portuguese descent, that dessert you guys are talking about, which is pronounced pastéis de nata, right?
It's the
Portuguese cannoli, right? Now, I got to ask you guys something. If you want to have some good Portuguese food, I am talking excellent Portuguese food, there's a market right near you guys. When you leave for the day, it's called Portugalia.
Yep.
Go there. They have pre-made food, the espressos, the coffees. It's like you walked into Europe. It is absolutely stunning.
Well,
you guys have to check it out.
Somebody who follows me on my Instagram, Greg Hill WEI, said that I must go to Sagres.
Yes, Sagres restaurant is unbelievable. If you don't go today, because they only open for dinner, they don't open for lunch. You guys, there's some really good restaurants in your neck of the woods right there where you're at today, guys.
And they said I had stuff. They said I had to try the bacala. Is that what it's called?
Bacala.
Yeah. No.
Bacala agomsta is killer. Killer.
All right. Very good. All right, David, thank you. Well, we are at the Tipsy Seagull, and we are in Fall River, and it is... Yeah, you guys are keep making noise all morning. It's Flex Friday. You took the day off. This is going to be...
This is a nice place,
it's
going to
be an annual show.
Like, this whole, like...
The bar, the outside.
Yeah.
Tiki bar.
It's going to, like, 2 a.m. I bet it gets wild over here.
I'd be nervous about someone falling in.
No, they jump in.
No, I mean...
Don't worry about it, yeah.
Wait, just not too many coconut drinks.
Let's...
I know how to swim.
What time are you going first drink this morning?
I don't know. What is the signature drink here at the Tipsy Seagull?
Whatever you make it. Whatever
it's just 151, that's all.
It's actually the signature drink here is called the Waterlogged Former New England Patriot.
I better get a life jacket.
It's served only after 9. All right. Let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for... The Lead.
Seagull, you fly across the horizon into the misty morning sun. Nobody asks you where you are going.
Shime, you publicly embarrassed me. I don't. Anybody know that? Anybody know that artist?
I don't know, but it's a good one.
What? Bad Company? Shime, is that Bad Company?
Well done by the audience. That would be Siegel by Bad Company.
Bad Company.
Give that woman Pastiano Durneda.
Yeah.
On me. Great job. So that's Bad Company. Seagull, is that the name of that?
That is correct.
All right. Are we doing all water-themed rejoins this morning?
Oh, hell yeah. We'll do that.
Oh, okay. Dave Matthews, don't drink the water.
Done.
Excellent. I have some recommendations myself, but we'll take him here as well. All right. Lead time. Shime, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So yesterday, a judge ruled in favor of the NFL overturning the $4.7 billion Sunday ticket verdict. The jury had awarded $4.7 billion basically to the people in damages from the NFL due to the Sunday ticket program. And so a judge has now reversed that. And anyone who assumed or thought that the NFL would have to pay this was insane. The NFL is never going to have to do anything they don't want to do because that's how powerful this organization is.
Right, and, so wait a minute. Are you implying that they have some sort of undue influence with the judge?
I would never imply such a thing, Greg.
Okay.
My thing is that I saw somebody the other day talking about how this verdict would affect cap space. Well, sir, you're wrong once again, because this isn't going to affect anything. The NFL's cap space is only going to go up. It always only goes up. The NFL always wins. It's just a matter of life. This verdict was never going to come to fruition, and the NFL wins again.
Yeah, I'm on record as suggesting that in the near future, sooner than you may think, you will have to pay for every single NFL game.
Yeah.
You're definitely going to have to pay for the Super Bowl at some point, and you're...
We're going to go back to cable. I really think, people came back to radio or never really left because of all these things that have now sort of failed. The cord cutting, you mentioned paella.
Yeah.
Like, right now it's tapas, and tapas sucks. It's good once in a while.
Tapas are great.
Every night you're ordering 16 different things. You think you're getting a deal. You end up spending more and eating less.
Yeah.
The way this is going to be is we're going to go back to the original model where you pay for cable and it's all in one place. Because what we've turned into is this, like, how many passwords do you have to remember?
Yeah, that is true.
That's the hard part.
It's such a pain.
It's also a pain when you have to go up and put your phone by the screen.
Oh, God. The QR code.
You can just do it from your couch. If you just put your camera up, the QR code.
Well, his screen is so small.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Greg, come by the crib. I got a guy who fixed all that for you.
Sometimes I sit there waiting for the fax machine to alert me that the QR code is coming in that way. I don't have to do that either.
No.
All right, Chime, great lead. Thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. I feel like we're going to be doing this a lot between now and the start of next season, which is Courtney and Chime and I disagreeing about the future of Bill Belichick and what certain behavior means regarding his ability to return to the sideline. But I thought this was interesting yesterday. This is Diana Russini, formerly of ESPN, now of The Athletic, on the Herd with Colin Cowherd, talking about Bill's PR push this offseason.
Around the league, though, the conversations, because there's definitely everyone a little chit-chatty about, look at Belichick here playing the media darling role, going through a public relation makeover, a facelift, so to speak, to connect with those owners, to show, look, I connect with those young people. I can be cool. I'm not just the old ball coach. I'm able to adapt, right?
So everything Bill does, I get the 180-degree different sentiment than Courtney and Shime, and who knows who's right, but I feel she did a great job of explaining what this stuff means to me, that he's staying in the spotlight. He's making $30 million this year. He doesn't need the money. We would all love the money, but this isn't a financial play, so then why is he doing it? And I think it's to remain top of mind, to be seen as someone that connects with young people, with new technologies, with up-and-coming startup companies.
Yeah.
All of these. Pat McAfee, who's got a very young audience.
Right.
That whole thing, that show is sort of the iconoclast of the new media. I just think he's... everything he does, I think it means he's closer to coming back to the sideline.
You do.
Yeah, that's a good lead. I would agree on that because that was the biggest issue. And then even with the alleged... Arthur Blank, Atlanta situation, people not saying, oh, Bill can't work with others. I think by him doing all this shows that he has the ability to take less power in the sense of when it comes to doing everything on his own, being, like Curtis said, a guy that can be relatable to some of the newer players coming in. That's why I think he's doing this to show he can do that. Nick Saban walked away from college football because all that stuff he didn't want to do.
Yeah. Right. Well, even Matt Ryan on this show yesterday seemed to me like he was shocked that Bill Belichick was not the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons.
And on this, did you see there's been one viral video that I've seen on social media of Raheem Morris, and it was something about one of the players' Madden rating? And I was like, this is why he got the job. Like, he's a guy that's connecting in that level.
Right.
You know, they're going to probably go 3-14, and that'll really be kind of sucky. But, you know, I do think that Bill understood the disconnect he had in the way in which he was perceived, and that's why he's doing this.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you believe the Daily Mail story yesterday, but it seems like if he keeps being in a situation where he has to buy $5 million homes on Nantucket for ex-girlfriends so they can still live there. He's probably going to need the money when it comes to coaching.
What a deal.
I mean, she got a great deal. Yeah. The place looks very nice downtown.
I'm sure he's not doing Underdog for free.
That must be awkward, though, over there when you have
It's not a big island.
It's not a big island.
All right. Yeah. We are at the Tipsy Seagull. Happy Flex Friday, everybody. Fall River, South Coast, showed up. I got to tell you, you showed up. We're going to take a break. We will get to the rest of this morning's leads coming up next.